he has some
good.
Yeah.
No.
That's the idea. But would you ever say he's got some real dogs? Would that?
I don't know. Yeah, either hunting dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
Expression would be bad.
Okay. And if someone did something very strange, you'd say, why the very. Of that. I've never heard such a thing. Why the very.
Very thought of that.
Or the very
idea.
And if a good, you met a good friend of yours on the street, what might you say to him in the morning? You'd say,
good morning.
Or how?
By his name or friend.
Yeah, or how?
How are you?
All right. And what would you say to a stranger when you're meeting him for the first time?
Usually, I guess, that meeting.
Okay. And if someone paid you a visit and you'd like them to return, you might say, now, come.
Come back. See us.
Come. All right. That's, oh, that's fine. But there's another word there that I was interested in, how you pronounced it. The word, if you said, I did that once and then I did it.
Again.
Okay. And on December 25th, how do you, how do they greet people?
I don't know who.
Well,
happy Christmas or?
Yeah, that's just what I mean. But now there's another expression that starts with an M that people use also.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Now when they, little children used to do this, and they'd run around and say things to each other on Christmas.
Now it's a Christmas gift.
Okay. Now was that confined to children pretty much?
I'd seem to think it would, but not all yet.
Okay. And they, but did they seriously exchange gifts with when they'd say that, or was it just an expression?
Just an expression.
And on January 1st, the greeting is?
New Year.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'd say happy
New Year.
Yeah. And they, and if someone did you a great favor and you want to tell them how much you appreciate it, you say, I'm much.
Much obliged, or many people say that.
All right. And someone asks you if you'll have time to do something, and you say, well, I have time, you're not absolutely certain you'll have time, you say, well,
maybe you will.
I think.
Or hope, I think we will.
Maybe you will, or think so, okay. Now, the place where you buy foodstuffs, you go down to the
grocery.
And he said, I have to go into Jonesboro this afternoon. I have to do some
shopping.
And you bought a package in the store, and the clerk
wrapped it.
And then you took it home and
unwrapped it.
And if someone sold you something at less than he paid for it, you'd say he had to sell that to me at a
bargain.
Or at a
reduced rate.
Or a low.
A low. Total loss.
Yeah. And if, you see, I was going to buy that, something else, I said, I was going to buy that, but it just, it, too much, it.
Oh, just too high.
It
cost too much.
Right. And on the first of the month, the bill is?
It's due.
All right, and if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
due.
And if you don't have enough money, you might have to go to the bank and
borrow.
And during the 30s especially, money was
hard to get. A lot of people
were scarce
as hen teeth.
Okay. All right. And if a person goes out on the end of a board and then he
dies.
Yesterday he
died off.
And many times he has.